it's tough. You know, it's tough just because, you know, right there, if the ball, anything down the field, or if the ball is tackled in play, you know, you may get a, you may be able to get up and spike it, but you may not. You know, it probably depends on how you know, depends on the defense and you know, how far the ball is thrown down the field, and a lot of circumstances. So 15's, you know, right there on the edge, and you know, it's one thing if we were trying to get 4 or 5 yards, you know, you could probably maybe get away with it, but you know, if the ball goes 15 yards down the field, it'd be probably tough to spike it. No, well, I think you always want the opportunity. You know, that's what we work on. We work on those situations. You like the you know, you like the opportunity, and say, you know, at least we had a chance, and we want it to fall on us as an offense, and we feel, you know, if we get in those situations, we're gonna go win the game, and again, we're close. You know, we got down there, and you know, just you know, didn't quite finish our job.
You'd say the off season that as good as you were in
Well, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, obviously, you know, something can go wrong. This is why you don't always want to be in that situation. You know, if you're in it, we're prepared for it. We're ready for it. It can be fun to be in those situations and go win games. And, you know, we feel that we're very good in those circumstances. But you never know when you're going to get a funny bounce or a bad break and you're not to have enough time to fix it, and that's kind of the case today. We get a you know, get close, get a penalty, knocks us out of range, and you know, there you go. That's you don't have an opportunity to fix it.
You know, you were already in field goal range. Any regrets about throwing it?
No, I mean, I think that's just you're in field goal range, but it's still, you know, I don't know what we were on the 23-yard line or so, maybe. You know, it's still a long field goal, and we still try to get closer. And hey, we had an opportunity. It was manned. You know, if you feel that's a safe throw down the sideline, or, you know, maybe we can get a catch and get another interference, you try not to put in a situation where you're going to turn the ball over or take a sack. You know, got the ball out quickly and probably could have thrown just a better ball or a different ball and not put Ramsey's in that situation with the defense over the top of him. Probably shouldn't have thrown it where I did. So he was put in that situation where he might have to pass interference, so the ball is not intercepted.
Was he the first read in your progression there? Did you consider other alternatives first before you threw that ball?
No, based on that look, that, you know, he was my first read.
He laid down too in the vision. Talk about that aspect of a first leg now. How tough is that?
You know, we can't really worry about that right now. We've played 4 games. There's a lot of football to be played, and so, you know, we still got a bunch of divisional games left. You know, we got Cleveland next week, and we got to get worried about that. So we got to just worry about, you know, winning each week, and you know, worry about getting better, improving on things, and you know, the divisional race will work itself out as you get later in the season. Right. Well, we're going to mix it up and kind of do a little bit of both. You know, still wanted to see if we can get a little closer. And so, you know, we had some runs called, you know, that we checked out of just based on the looks that they were running. And, it, you know, didn't feel like you had an opportunity to get, you know, very many yards. So, you know, I think as an offensive mindset, we always, you know, even when, you know, a field goal wins, you still, you know, if you can score a touchdown, we like to score a touchdown. If we can you know, get the ball as close as possible, or you know, have a shot to win the game. You know, scoring a touchdown and not have to rely on a field goal. That's the way we feel as an offense. You know, we trust Lawrence that he's going to make those field goals if we put him in close enough. But you know, we still don't want to leave anything to chance. But you know, obviously, you don't want to force things and don't want to have mistakes. And we had a mistake tonight. No, you know, it's not strange. It's something we'll look at and try to fix a few things. You know, we were in a bunch last year. And, you know, it seems like most of the times we come out with a win, but we had a few last year that we didn't win. Philadelphia at home last year, at San Francisco. Those are games And those are reasons you'd always don't want to, be down in the fourth quarter having to fight yourself, fight back. Proud of the guys the way we continue to put ourselves in the situations to win games and doing a lot of good things in those moments. But today fell a little short.
Last question for you, Lon. Excuses
when it comes to injuries, but how much was Nick's missed, especially on that final drive?
I thought our receivers did a great job. They competed. They made plays. We had over 300 yards passing, I think, tonight. So I thought between Hickson and Victor and Ramsey's and those guys competed and made a lot of big plays for us. Hopefully get Akeem back soon and get him back healthy. But we got to make sure, he's being smart about it and knows his body and knows when he can come back and help us out.
Thank you.